Hello, we are live. Welcome to the King Heroes Journey podcast. I have the great pleasure of hosting Kristen Nagel from the Canadian Frontline Nurses today. And And I just have to set up our Rockfin link and give me 1 second. I was sure I had already done that. There it is. All right, so here we go on Rockfin, and I'm going to share this link in the notes as well in case anybody wants to go on there. Hello, Hootube. Hello, Isness. Share this out. We are in Manitoba, and we have Kristen here for an event, and they're going to speak at the Manitoba Registered College of Nurses. Did I get that correct?
Yeah, was it the College of Registered Nurses of Manitoba?
Manitoba. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Over on 980 Pembina Highway, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Very good. So I think we're, let's see, that looks live. All right, we're good to go. And you can jump on Rockfin if you prefer that to the Deep State YouTube here where we are. But they keep me in good shape and let me hold on to my channel for some reason. We're not doing a lot of calling out here. It's more about solutions. And that's why I loved reading about what you're up to, because, you know, you're not just railing against the machine. You're actually saying, okay, you know, we've been on the other side. We know what's there. We know how it went. And I'd love you to share your story about, you know, I can read your bio too, because you've done some great work on that. And so Kristen has been a nurse for 14 years, primarily in the neonatal intensive care unit with previous experience in pediatrics. When her first son was born, she realized the importance of food and nutrition and studied at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. I wonder if you study with my colleague, Sherry Rothwell, who's been teaching there, by the way. And yeah. I don't know what your timing was. And as a holistic nutritionist, Kristen's able to understand both conventional medicine as well as the more holistic approach that incorporates mind, body, and spirit. And it was this education that Kristen was able to have a deeper understanding of true health and well-being and the immune system. I have lots to say about that as well. I don't know if we'll get too deep into it. And I'll definitely have you back to go in more in depth here. This led to further research into iatrogenic disease, right? And I've been a victim of that. I'm a cancer survivor. I've been through intense chemotherapy and was made very ill by the medical system. And so, you know, it's a thing. That's, isn't it like the leading cause of death or something like that? Some crazy stat like that.
Yeah, 800,000 Americans die a year from iatrogenic disease. And a lot of people don't know what that is, but it's just medical treatment. So 800,000 people a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, it's insane. And so Kristen has witnessed unethical measures as a neonatal nurse. It's frightening. You know, I went out of my way to have my baby at home and even ended up firing my midwives because I was, you know, they were the medwives of our system and gatekeepers. So everything went really amazing without them, I have to say. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's a sad another story as well. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to be speaking in Winnipeg today with the Canadian Frontline Nurses. So she's been organizing rallies across the country. They are traveling across Canada right now on their way to BC. I should be just getting on your bus and going with you.
Yes.
Manitoba's not been a very friendly place to be at all. And so, yeah, we will definitely not. This won't be the last chance to get on. And I just wanted to say hello to Get Gone, and Devin Borsteller is here, and RR, hello. Nice to see you. I'm glad you guys could show up and show some support. Please do share this out, and especially if you're in Manitoba, to get the message that there is the rally at 1 p.m. today, 980 Pembina Highway, to come down in person and show your support. So hello, Kristen. Welcome to the King Heroes Journey podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. So do you want to share the story of, you know, that gory story of when there must have been some precipice where you were thinking like, oh my God, holding my head, I see what's going on. I know what is happening here. And if I speak out, something wrong is going to happen to me. And it did, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, because of my background going back to school to the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, which is very interesting because they actually gave me a cease and desist letter that I'm not allowed to say I studied there, graduated there, or I can't use the RHN title, which I just find funny because I'm speaking out all the things they taught us. But anyways, that's a side story. But from my education there, which was phenomenal, it created all these light bulb moments that finally made sense to me because I just was always there was always a disconnect in nursing to me. There was something just never felt right. There was always something missing, and that nutrition just kind of helped fill in all the gaps for me to realize, you know, that it was spirituality, that it was connection, that it was actually health, that it was actual natural healing, all these things. And so it led me into learning more about germ theory versus terrain, and diving deep into that, which led me into, you know, that viruses don't exist the way that we've been told. Contagion is actually a myth. Infection has never been proven. I mean, that's a whole other thing that we can get into. But so when they started back in December talking about, I mean, I've been speaking out in this stuff for a while. I've already been in trouble for the college a couple years ago, even on maternity leave. I was on maternity leave and just sharing education about immunizations when I learned about our body and the terrain. And I was like, people need to know this because I didn't know it. And my son had his immunizations up to 18 months, my oldest, and then my youngest had none when I finally learned. So I was like, people need to know the truth. And I was reprimanded then 2 years ago for sharing this truth. So I've kind of been familiar with the college. At that time, I wasn't ready to go under a full investigation or lose my job. So I took the slap on the wrist and said I would never do it again. And then that brought us down into December 2019 when all the media was focused on Wuhan. And I was like, something big is coming from this because this is not right. This is not how viruses work. Something's going on. And I started, you know, calling it out then. And then, you know, come into March when everything shut down, I was like, this is not right. And seeing what was happening to, you know, the push on kids, I knew watching, you know, immunizations that was going on, the children, the mandates. You could see it all, right? Agenda 2030, what was happening. So it was really hard for me to stay silent. I was always commenting on social media as much as I could. At work, I was trying to share whatever I could and ask questions with colleagues, but it became very clear that I was alone. And so I just started kind of being in the back of the room and kept to myself. Fast forward to September, 6 months later, an opportunity to speak at City Hall in my hometown. And I thought, you know, I finally need to take action, like somehow, versus just being the keyboard warrior. So when that opportunity to speak on City Hall against masks on children came up, I took it. And that video went viral of me speaking about our children. And that kind of led me to being able to connect with more and carry on. And I was amazed about how many reports went in about me to the college after that day. I can't believe how many people wanted masks on their children. I was shocked to, you know, there was a lot of support, but then there was a lot against. So I ended up with a friend of mine organizing a freedom rally in my hometown. And so that was my first media debut back in November 2020. You know, they found where I worked, my job, and CBC blasted it everywhere. I was suspended. So that went, that made a lot of, you know, negative headway. But that moment led me to meeting some American nurses speaking out, such as Nurse Erin, the whistleblower in NYC with her expose, Nicole Saratak, Nurse Sarah Sajunian, who I am with as well in the Canadian Frontline Nurses. So with, you know, the negative press that happened, it connected me with these other nurses. And we went to DC, spoke on a health and freedom stage with Del Bigtree, Mickey Willis, Dr. Martin, like amazing people at the Supreme Court. But on our return home, we got linked into the Capitol debacle. We were labeled as domestic terrorists. Sarah and I had the RCMP show up at our house. And from that, we were both immediately terminated once that media went national everywhere. And so with that, though, with our licenses are under investigation. Crystal Pitter was actually the first one that spoke out in Canada and that made the news. She has joined us and is now very vocal because her job was a long process of being terminated. It took 7 months, but so she's with us and it's only made our voices louder. I think they're hoping to use this as an example, but it's done the opposite.
There you go. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Right? They're actually giving you energy. And that's what people don't realize when they're afraid to speak out. Now, that precipice of going from quiet to speaking out, it's, you know, it's a thing. You never want to downplay that you are making a real risk. And this happened to me when I couldn't hold my tongue anymore at, you know, March 2020. And I'm just like, okay, I already knew too much. And I just cannot sit on this like an egg anymore. And I did lose all my friends and family.
Yep.
it happened, right? You lost your job, you lost your income. I'm luckily in the private. Everything that I do, really, nobody can come in and regulate me without extreme measures. And, you know, so I commend that. So many people right now are holding on to their job with their fingernails. And they've done the thing they didn't want to do. And then they're going to do the next thing they didn't want to do. And then they did the body altering, the gene altering yeah. thing that they didn't want to do. And, you know, so it's a slippery slope. There's no end to
it doesn't
to
end.
That. It really doesn't end until you turn around just as you have and say that that's enough, guys.
I'll go right? no further on this path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you're a beautiful example. When this came in late last night, and you know, I've got a lot of things on the radar, and you know, I've tuned in with you guys in a variety of different channels. But when I saw the energy, I actually cried when I got to your website last night. There was something. It was so grassroots. There's a lot of movements. There's a lot of, you know, protests and a lot of rallies, and I just felt like you guys are not only speaking out against the injustice, but you've got something on the other side, right? Like you've planned out healthcare in a different kind of way. And that's exactly what we're pushed to do. If you're not creating right now, then it's not enough to fight and rail against the machine. The machine is falling, it's crumbling, but we have to play our role and pick up, you know, it from a sacred purpose kind of a perspective. What is it that we're going to contribute to the next chapter of life? And so how do you see yourself in this next chapter where we're headed?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's, you know, it's interesting looking back to how you mentioned how hard it can be speaking out. I almost forget now the challenges and the hardships and the pain that I felt. And, you know, and when you kind of bring that up, it's like, yeah, it was really hard. Like there was like some like ugly crying, crumbling to the ground. Like I kind of like forget about it because you put it behind you, and I've lost family, friends, and but we've created such an amazing community, and there's so much positivity moving forward that, and I've gained so much. I even forget about, you know, losing the job and all the negative stuff because we're just on this such a momentum moving forward. And, myself and Sarah, we have actually been trying to get out of this sick care system for a while, hence why I went back to school to be a holistic nutritionist. And that was my goal in moving forward. You know, I was focusing on children's health and then wild medicinals like foraging and food that we're surrounded by. And so it's just amazing. Sarah started up Lighting Dark Corners to be a facilitator for mental health, to get to the root cause solutions of their trauma, to actually help heal naturally without just numbing prescriptions. And so she started that before all this, but we never really had the voice or the platform or the connections or the tools to really propel us out of the healthcare system. But now, like, here it is. And now we're being pushed to do it because there's no other option. The medical system was built on corruption, is built by the Rockefellers. It will always remain corrupt. And so why would we fix something that was designed to be that way versus like creating something with a solid foundation from the ground up? And that is what we're working towards, to get back more into nature, to get connected back to God, spirituality, whatever that might be for people, to realize that we are nature. We can't fight against nature since that's who we are. We have to learn how to live symbiotically. So I'm envisioning nature healing centers for children where there's gardens involved that they get to, you know, participate in and reap the benefits of it, to taste it and see it and to be outside and connected. And I know Sarah is doing that with her mental health initiatives, Lighting Up Dark Corners. And we are being connected with so many people across Canada that we know we're going to make a massive shift, because when there's only one horse in the race, like that's the only horse you can bet on. And now we need to, you know, put another one in the game, in the race. So, you know, people can be like, oh, we actually have options. We don't have to fight against this now, because now there's an option. Like, let's move towards that way. And I can rant about this forever because it's the same thing what we need to do about our school systems and get these poor children out of the indoctrination camps and create another framework for them to actually learn and learn about their bodies and everything moving forward. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I was picking up my son the other day, and the woman who was looking after him, her boyfriend, said, yeah, she was so sick last night. I wanted to take her to the hospital, but I knew it was going to be a shit show. And we didn't go, right? And they made it through the night. But those kind of decisions, like, give me a break, right? When you're, I think it was food poisoning, and it's pretty violent, and it can be cause for some care. And, so those kind of decisions that people are making, if there was something where they knew, there was a dentist they could go to, a nutritionist they could go to, somebody, a nurse who was trained in things, that we're going to get to that place where, you've already lost everything. So now nothing would stop you from helping somebody in the way that I know it's probably still dicey. I bet there's all kinds of ways they can get you, but, we need dentists, we need nurses, we need doctors. There's so much we can do for ourselves. So we don't need the medical system as it appears today, right? So just the smallest fraction of emergency care. Yes, there's the odd time for even is there the odd time for an antibiotic? I don't know. Now being fully versed in terrain theory, which I'm so glad you are into, right? Because that can be dicey with medical people who are speaking out and they're talking about this virus and transmission and all this BS, right? Like it just doesn't
It's
work.
BS.
It doesn't work like that. And now
No.
I know for sure, and I know inside myself, even the cancer that I survived, right? That was my body working for me. And the way that we see that the abomination of nature right now, in Manitoba, you might notice there's sticky shit everywhere. Excuse my language. I've got no filter on this morning.
Yeah.
It's because nature has been so badly attacked that
Yep.
now we can't have we, there's not a simple rain that will wash these bugs out of the trees and send us on our way. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks. They're thriving and that's just a little example that the terrain is sick, and I keep reminding myself it's not Mother Nature being hard on us or God punishing us. This is how nature looks when it's cleaning itself up.
Yes. And that's the same with our own body. And that's why, bacteria doesn't make us sick. The bacteria is there when we're weak and there's something happening, and it's there to clean up and to help. But all the answers that we need are found in nature. I mean, we're more bacteria than we are human cells. We have a microbiome and a virome. And the amazing thing is just how little we actually know about the body and health, and why it is so important to continue to have discussions and open debates and to continue to learn and do better and find solutions. And when they silence our voices, we realize that they're not interested in doing better or learning how to improve. They want to keep people controlled. They want to keep people sick. They want to keep people in victims and part of their profit program. Because that's why all these things about natural healing, vitamin D and zinc and Gaia Nature are censored, is because it's free. And I think the most important thing that people can do is become their own experts. For far too long, we've given up responsibility over our bodies and allowed ourselves to become experts, where we're looking for someone to tell us the solution and give us the answer, whereas we have everything we need if we come within to listen to our intuition, to connect with our body and really understand what we're going through, and to research and learn and become empowered with all the information that you can, so you can be confident as your own expert moving forward.
And we're called in every area, right? This is the story. We've been deep into law, and I actually would love to connect with you about that because there's, of course, so many things that can be done from that perspective. And the whole lesson of it is self-responsibility. If you can't say, okay, this is my problem, whatever's here in front of me, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get knowledgeable and spiritually strong, because you can't actually work one without the other. Right, they go hand in hand. Then, you are nowhere. We are called to each one of us walk ourselves to freedom. Now we have to do it for ourselves, but we don't have to do it alone. Right? And we can get inspiration from each other, give each other encouragement. Maybe you get smashed in one circle, and then I heard you say yesterday, like, it's just been this flood in of amazing people into your life. And I know you're staying with one of those amazing people in Winnipeg, and you can see how all these webs start to come together. And there is really a strong feeling of working together. So today there's an event I want to make sure people know about. If you're just tuning in, by the way, my name is Beth Martins, and I'm here with my guest, Kristen Nagel of the Canadian Frontline Nurses. How many of there are you? Four?
There's four of us traveling around.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're meeting a few more out in BC. And what's happening today? And what's happening today in Winnipeg?
Today we are going at 1 p.m. to the College of Registered Nurses of Manitoba to protest the silencing and censorship of nurses, and just to bring awareness to what is happening and why nurses are scared to speak out, and maybe inspire others to stand up with us, and then to also just kind of bring, you know, awareness to what we had just talked about, like a new framework of actual health and, you know, showing people that there is other options and to help people find their way. Because I think a lot of nurses and even professionals, what we had said, feel trapped. They feel trapped by their paychecks, by their careers, by even their education, because it's like, oh, but I spent so much time going to school to learn this and in this field. And I think it's important to realize that our certificates really don't mean anything, in the sense that our education and what we continue to learn will always be with us. That education that we went through to be a nurse will always be there. But that piece of paper, the letters after our names, will don't really mean anything. It'll never take away from who we are. And we continue to learn. Florence Nightingale says it best, like, never consider yourself as finished nurses. We must be learning all our lives. And that is our motto at Canadian Frontline Nurses, is to continue to always learn, to ask questions, and always be expanding. So, well, those are kind of the things we're kind of just bringing awareness to. And I think it's right at the highway. So we're hoping that it makes like a big impact at the highway too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a very busy street there.
Oh, and Sean Zimmerman is emceeing. And I don't know, the Viking, like that's been doing all the workouts here in Manitoba or in Winnipeg in his backyard. So he's emceeing for us. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very inspiring speakers, very grassroots. And a clear message that's not all bogged down with a bunch of hatred. That's one of my things that, you know, in the truth community, there tends to be so much vitriol. And it's very understandable that people are angry. There's lots to be mad at. They're trying to kill us, right? So it's easy to get up in arms. But you don't end up reaching a whole lot of people that way. You just gives them the reason to show you all angry and waving your fist and make fun of you on the news and all that kind of stuff, right? But if you're coming with a genuine message and have solutions on the other side, then I don't know. I think you just have a lot of credibility, especially to the people. Like, you know, we're not trying to convince anybody anymore. I think there's a lot of, you know, wheat and the chaff. People have separated and they've gone on their way. You know, there's never been any convincing. I know I certainly tried that at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, again, with regard to germ theory, this is something, a message that I feel really adamant to get out among the truth community, is to look at germ theory. Look at the fact that it's never been proven and they have tried. And look at the fact that a virus has never been isolated, and it's not that they haven't tried. And look at the fact that the PCR test was never meant, I might get myself censored here, but, you know, it was never meant to diagnose disease. Right. Like, look at these things, and you'll be in a different place, because otherwise they can pandemic us into infinity. As long as we believe the contagion model that we can be a danger to each other, then there's no end to this.
Absolutely. And that's always my question, is like, what is people's end game? Like, why did they think that all of a sudden this one's going to end? And then what about the next? And what about the next? Like, what is the line drawn in the sand for people? I'm very curious. But yeah, I have many books, but I think one of the best ones to start with, just because it's small. I mean, some of the ones go up to like 800 pages, but Goodbye Germ Theory is an excellent book to kind of dive into, just to learn, because exactly what you said, once you understand that, infection has never been proven, that bacteria has never but gone through Koch postulates to prove infection, and then there's Rivers postulates for viruses. It's never gone through any of the five postulates for viruses. Then it's a complete game changer, because then you don't fear anything. Then you can see through this entire mind game, this psyop that is happening, and how they're using this to control us and keep us into victim modes, because it's very empowering when you do fully understand that, because then you realize that it does come down to just keeping care of yourself in your training, in your body. I think one of the best visuals is if you picture a fishbowl, and there's a fish in a fishbowl, and it's very dirty, dirty water. Then you have another fish in clean water. So you look at the fish in the dirty water and they say, oh my gosh, like that fish is getting sick. We got to vaccinate it. Whereas you have the fish in the clean water, And that's what you got to do. It's like, or we just clean the water and give it fresh water and let it be healthy. And then that's the visual if you look up germ theory and versus terrain. But the next step even beyond that is a fish out in the wild, surrounded by nature and everything living together, and not even in a bowl. And that's the next step moving forward that we need to get through, is realizing that we are all completely interconnected and that we don't even need to be in a bowl. We need to learn how to live symbiotically with each other, with nature. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. Get out of the bowl, you guys. Yeah. Get out of the bowl.
Yeah.
Those frogs are boiling in the bowl, and it's time to jump out.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. So what would you like to talk about while we've got a few more minutes? I know that your time is a little bit on the light side, or the lesser side. I did actually say the wrong address earlier. I've now edited this. It's 890. I think I said it correct, but I wrote it backwards. So it's 890 Pembina. That's the College of Registered Nurses of Manitoba. We are meeting at 1 p.m. and hoping to get a good crowd out. And like you said, we are on Pembina Highway, a very busy trafficked area. So it'll be interesting to see the responses. I know rallies get both kind of responses.
And yeah.
There was one I went to, and you know, you've got the cameras is surveilling you from high up, and you're eye to eye with the photographer there, and it's just, you know, it's, I don't know what they're doing to people. I don't even really follow our restrictions anymore. It's just like that has nothing to do with me. That's the phrase that goes through my head over and over. This has nothing to do with me. And now I've got a little bit of basis in the law to know how to navigate the fact that that has nothing to do with me. And so where would you like to go from here? You want to talk about children, for example? You want to talk about, you know, we can just kind of code and say injections and this kind of thing. And like in Manitoba, if you are 12 or older, you can go to get that jab without parental consent.
I know, it's the same in Ontario as well. Yeah, I feel Ontario, Manitoba, and the Maritimes, we're in rough shape. Ontario has been really bad as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they had everyone out at Nathan Phillips Square with a DJ and free ice cream for the 12-year-olds. It was pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're paying Manitoba businesses $50,000 to encourage if all of their employees get the jab.
Yeah.
Right. So the employers are turning into the tyrants. The government's,
it's such cohesion. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The governments, they actually don't have enough force. They have to at every turn they have to deputize a corrections officer or a Manitoba Lottery and Liquor Commissioner security guard, all of these people to try to stay on top of the population. So they don't have enough real forces. So they force those whose livelihoods depend on being in business to force the people. Right. Mm-hmm. It was my grandma's strategy. She would force my mom to force my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But for mostly good purposes.
Yeah.
And
no.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just crazy to see what's happening, right? And there was a good meme out there, and it's very simple, but it was to the point, was if there was a cure for cancer, would they have to spend all this money to force people, coerce people, or pay people to get it? Right? Like if it was actually supposed to be helpful, like there definitely a lot more questions need to be asked. And why is it so forceful? Why has it become everyone's business? Like what, you know, it is all connected to this, the AI, even cryptocurrency, like that can get in a whole bunch of things, but I mean, everything's connected. Like none of this is separate or by accident, and it's trying to just connect the dots and just keep asking questions. But one of the things, because you asked where to take this on, I can go on a lot of different rants and tangents. Sorry.
For sure. And we'll come back for a more in-depth interview for sure. This is literally something I found out about last night.
Yeah.
And so we're jumping on real quick with the time.
No, I'm glad it worked out. But yeah. I love how you mentioned about cancer and how it was something that had to happen to your body. And one of the things that I've been learning through all this too, is through German New Medicine. And I don't know if that's something that you have explored personally yet or not, but it was invented by a doctor in Germany, hence why it's called German New Medicine, by Dr. Hammer. And his son had died, and he ended up with testicular cancer. And I believe he came across someone else who a child had died and ended up with same. And he ended up mapping out the entire brain and points in the body. And he found that it was experiences, a conflict that happened that led to an area in the body. And every conflict led to the same area in the body. And when we go through the resolution, so we resolve the conflict, we then see the symptoms of it, because the body no longer needs that protective mechanism, so it starts to get rid of it. So it's just really amazing. It goes back to the flu, and I'm going to try and link this all together, is that our body is designed with ancient wisdom. It's ancient adaptive responses to always protect us, to always heal us, to always keep us in balance. And say, God doesn't make mistakes, humans do. And we just don't have an understanding of how our bodies work, but we are created perfectly. And our bodies always want to heal. Our bodies can do anything that we want as long as we give it the right tools. And that goes along with, you know, cancer is actually in all of our bodies, and it's there to protect us. But we see the symptoms and we start treating the symptoms, but the symptoms are actually the place where in the resolving phase. It can go kind of deeper. And that's the same thing with the flu. Everyone's like, well, what about the flu? What about colds? What about this? Is if we have viruses within us, they're there to protect us, to detoxify anything that's coming in our bodies, whether it's, you know, we forget how much emotions play into this, right? Emotions affect our hormones, you know, release cortisol and adrenals and all these other things. Stress is a very physical reaction that changes our body components. And so we even need to detox from emotional changes we experience, not just physical, which, you know, is around us a lot. But it, so when we start to come down with flu-like symptoms, it's because there's something around our environment that our body is detoxing from. A great example one of our nurses share that we're connected with in the States is she, you know, same understanding as me, she's done all this, so we love chatting about this. And so they moved into a new house and her whole family came down with the flu. And she looked at it as an opportunity, like, what is happening to us? What is around us? What's going on in our house? Like, why do all of us have the flu? And it turned out they found mold in this new house they had moved into. Mm-hmm. And that's what their body was detoxing from. And it's very interesting because, you know, you'll notice in the same household, like, why one person can get a cold and maybe the other person doesn't, or it doesn't spread through everyone. But it's because the medical system loves to generalize, and it places a blanket statement on everyone, like, oh, you have this, and that means everyone is coming in with this, so they all have the same thing. Instead of the medical system never looks at the individual as a whole and gets into their whole health history, their emotional history, you know, nothing is in depth, and they never look at the person as a whole and to try and figure out, like, what was this individual's experience? Because the one thing that our body does is we all have the same experience to death. And if you are told that you have something, you know, that you're going to die from, say, you know, you're told that you have COVID and you're placed in a ventilator, then our bodies want to preserve water and fluid around our organs, or our kidneys shut down to preserve, you know, fluid. And then we see that on, you know, our machines, I'm losing my words right now. and we try to, you know, and go after the numbers. And that's what we try to change. We see these numbers dropping and then we're like, well, we need to add new fluids, we need to do this. But the body is doing, is responding to the idea of dying and going into flight or fight. And that's why so many people experience the same symptoms when they're placed in the same situation, because our bodies are designed to work, you know, the same way. Hopefully that kind of makes sense.
It totally did. Yeah. And we're communicating with each other at a very complex level as well, right? So you must be familiar with Dr. Berlando.
Oh, I don't know if I am, actually.
Okay, I'm going to lay his stuff. Yeah. Okay. He's a proponent of terrain theory, pleomorphism, right, where it's not the bacteria come from the outside or the virus comes from the outside and attacks you. It's that your own body will morph. Your own cells will morph into the cleanup crew. It's like, oh, time to clean up. And God innocently, it's like you said, everything is rigged in our favor. Nothing is actually working against us. And even if it's not in design, because we know that there's a lot of satanic design right now, it's an inversion, but you can Aikido it, you can make it rigged in your favor, right? I wasn't meant to get sick so I could do this work and da da da. Like, that to me is actually a new age, you know, BS again. I don't have a lot of words for BS this morning. but I turned around and I used it for my freedom, for my health, for coming out and sharing a message that you don't have to get so sick and nearly die before you start speaking your truth and living in the way that you were intended. So it's such a beautiful thing that when you go out into the world and you go, like, everything's here for my freedom, absolutely everything. Now what? How am I going to make it so? You know, what kind of alchemy am I going to do in this situation to actually feel that, know that, and to receive the energy of it? Because you can't just think your way through this stuff. That's just moving furniture around on the Titanic. But it's like you said, health is so connected to that inner life, the emotional, the spiritual nature. And, you know, we get to tell God how it goes to a huge extent.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you hold the vision that you're going to suffer and get sick and die, then God's like, okay, mm-hmm. all right, you're the boss. I gave you free will and this immense creative power. Is that how you're going to use it? All right, okay, mm-hmm. not my vision, not my plan. Mm-hmm. And so this is great. We're definitely going to come back and do this again. I would love to hear from you also. What was that moment where you knew you were going to go on a tour across Canada and withstand the hardships of traveling? And I know you're not traveling alone. I don't know if you want to speak about that and staying in campgrounds and being on the road. It's stress under normal conditions. What's it been like for you now, and how did you decide to do this?
Well, to be honest, this is my family's third summer traveling. And
fantastic.
Yeah. So I have two small boys, and I hope they look back and realize how lucky they've been. But I'm a nomad at heart. I love being on the road. We have a tiny little tin can, glorified tent, Golden Falcon trailer, a vintage thing that we take around. So I'm in my happy place. I love it. I think so I'm traveling in our trailer with my family. The other three girls are traveling together. And I think like when we figured this out, and I was like, well, we've gone across Canada before. I was like, we could do it again and actually make an impact and speak to people, because, you know, we're connected to so many people online, and people, you know, ask us to come out. And we're like, this is an opportunity to actually make those connections that we're trying to do, to build communities, you know, the one-on-one conversations. And this is what we need to do to make change, is actually go into the communities and connect people. And oh, it's starting to rain on me.
We're just about done.
Yeah. So it was really exciting. I think it was like, oh, can we do this? And is it possible? And then it was like, yes, it is. Sorry, I need to run in just because I'm on the
laptop. Absolutely. Yeah. No, this is the first rain that we've had in like 90 days or something.
I know. Of course, I was thinking, because we're coming here to do a protest, right? So
yeah, I wonder if they literally engineered
that's
it
why the rain's
timing
coming.
Wise. Yeah. Yeah, could happen. Control. Last time our premier was on, you might have seen that he looked at the camera and he thanked them for sending the rain and said that was $1 billion rain.
Oh yeah,
it's like how blatant can you get?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go on if you'd like.
Are you Sarah's beside me now that I ran in. Can Sarah say hi quick?
Absolutely. Hey, Sarah. I've heard you speak a bunch of times. Yeah, very inspiring, very powerful story. She can't hear yet. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Sorry, other ear. Can you hear now?
Hello. Welcome, hi. Sarah. Another one of the Canadian frontline nurses. I've heard you speak. It's incredibly inspiring. You made me cry last night. I was on your website. It's Canadian.
Oh my God, thank
you. CanadianFrontlineNurses.ca. Is that, am I getting the URL
right.
correct? Okay.
Yes.
And welcome. Are you guys both going to be speaking, or all four of you going to be speaking today?
Absolutely.
Yeah, all four of us.
That's
yeah.
awesome. So good. Yeah.
So Beth was asking, and this would be a good question for you, like how we felt when we decided we were going to go on this road trip, and if there's been any challenges, what it's been like, or it's all been good.
Oh my God, it's been awesome. You know what? People think like, oh, Sarah's a Canadian hero. Sarah doesn't know much about Canada, is what I'm realizing. Kristen's been laughing at me the whole time. I was like, I didn't know we had so many pine trees.
There you go. It's a huge country. And they can't convince us of overpopulation when you travel through this country,
that's
right?
There's nobody anywhere. It's crazy. I was like, there's no one here, nowhere.
Yeah.
It's really big. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can watch your dog run away for 2 days on the prairie and they don't bump into anybody.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's been amazing. Like, really nice road trip, really nice places. And really nice people. It's been, it's the journey of a lifetime.
That's amazing. And what about the restrictions?
It's only been a week and it's been so packed already.
Yeah, fantastic. And what about the restrictions? Like, are they bothering you at borders? Are they tracking you down for quarantine or anything of that kind of
No, we
stuff?
were really curious about crossing over from Ontario to Manitoba, and we were kind of like ready, like we're gonna get ready to film something, like what's gonna be our experience? And then we saw Welcome to Manitoba, and then we just kept going, and then we ended up at our destination, and there was nothing. So
There's
all
just
this
nothing
hype
big
about all this
fat,
stuff, there was
nothing.
like, yeah, there was nothing. I was like, that was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, very common. It's a big fat nothing. They're just blowing smoke. And sometimes you do, it's a matter of timing. It's also a matter of your energy, right? If you're vibing high, you might have been there when they're on a break, right? The guy had to pee in the woods and he's just not there to bother you anymore, whatever
Canadian
it
food lines
was.
are coming. Like, get them out the way.
But one of the things that we have noticed so far, and you know, we're still just at the very beginning of this trip, is just the people and the communities and the creativity of Canadians and how they are coming together. They're meeting strangers, they're making connections, and they are making true change. And that's been one of the most inspiring things, because you know, we're trying to inspire our own change, but being able to connect on a personal level with people in their hometowns and watching what they are doing within their own communities has been so inspiring. We've met people that, you know, have sold their house and their land to buy several hundred acres of land, where they're bringing people and actually forming a like-minded community. And there's other solutions, people to come together, more things. You know, you talked about law, like so many people that would have never have met are coming together and making real actual change in their communities. And that's been one of the most inspiring things that we have noticed, that you know, we're trying to bring about our own change, but watching it firsthand, what's happening in these communities is amazing.
Really exciting.
Totally. Yeah, it's time to create like never else. And that's what I noticed at the beginning of the pandemic, that if as long as I got myself into creative mode, and it was by asking the question, you know, what am I called for at this time? What do I have that people need, that they'll be a step ahead if I give it, and community will grow around it. And I notice that when I'm in creative mode, you can't convince me that I'm not free. You can't convince me that these restrictions apply to me. I am moving forward, and this is the energy that I feel on you guys, right? You're not exuding all that anger and hate that can be very habitual in this movement. And it gets you into basically, you know, maybe you can take action in anger, but what does it get you when you're not clear? You're basically drunk on anger. So we have to manage those experiences and turn them into this creative power that you actually really have and you're exercising.
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the things Sarah and I talked about, you know, after a while, because we were, you know, we do have a class action lawsuit against our College of Nurses of Ontario for their they put
Fantastic.
a standard, like it's actual a standard of practice that nurses are not allowed to speak about masks, social distancing, anti-vaccination, or anything to do with public health measures. Like, it's a standard on the website. So they have actually officially silenced us. So we do have a class action lawsuit against them. And, you know, we want to give them some resistance, but Sarah and I both felt it after a while, just the heaviness and the weight. Like, why are we putting all this negative energy into fighting? Because fighting is negative energy, when, you know, we can move into positive and create and move forward. And it's so much more exciting and, you know, and energizing and motivating. And so we're
And
putting up a
fun.
little, and fun, exactly. Like, creating is fun, and seeing what, you know, we get to make and be a part of and bring all these people together and all these connections we're making. So, you know, we're going to give some kind of resistance, of course. Like, you know, that's why we're going to the college today, just to let them know that, you know, we're here, we're loud, and we're not going to stand for this. Like, we've had enough, but we're moving away from all that, because there's something better and more, there's something beautiful waiting for all of us.
Absolutely. And we want to show other nurses that, hey, you know, don't stop being scared of these people. Like, we have such good things coming forward, right? Without them.
That's it. And that's the beauty of having been through the worst already, is here you are on the other side. You're not lying in the ditch. You're not half dead. You're not depressed. You're not like crying in your soup at all. You look happy, vibrant, alive, connected in a very visceral, you know, what do they say, convivial way, because that's what we need to do now, is help each other live. Right, I've got this and you've got that, and let's put it all together and turn towards each other in a way that's really super interdependent and makes us powerful and strong. Right?
Because I don't think people realize, like, I don't think we had been living prior to this. We've been going through the motions. We've been living through society the way it's been designed for us, you know, going to work, doing this. Maybe we think we're living on the weekends, but I don't think we've really been living in the way that we were designed to do and, you know, be in this like God-given world that's created for us to be a part of. We now get to actually like live in the way we're meant to, with passion, peace, purpose, and with meaning. And I don't know, of course, you see us, so we get really excited.
We wanted out of the industry, actually, and we needed a real push. Like, we were doing it, but we were comfortable. So now it's like, oh yeah, we got to do this, and we're doing it. And it's so many people along the way are coming along with us. It's amazing. We're really excited.
Yeah, clearly.
Join us.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You guys are great examples. Do join us today live at 1 p.m., 890 Pembina Highway. That's the College of Registered Nurses of Manitoba. Like you said, you can't also just sit back and not show any resistance. So God bless to you guys and everybody in Manitoba who has been brave enough to go. And we've got churches and a whole variety of groups. I've been in and out and licking wounds and live streaming. But, you know, and I'm actually choosing where I put my energy super careful right now, because there are avenues that remedy can be found and there are avenues that remedy cannot be found. There's always community. So go where your heart is guided, but we need to act really strategically and in a timely way, right? There is a window right now. You can still cross that border without a whole lot of trouble. You can still travel freely. You can, you know, hopefully speak. We'll see what happens today, right?
We had
pretty intense Gestapo out there.
Yes.
Same people that took down my family in Russia and chased them out of the country. We don't have a country to go to anymore, right? We live in this world that is like global, although we won't have that conversation. It's not global at all. It's just vast. And, you know, so we don't have anywhere to turn. In a way, that's good. We have to turn inside and find our inner strength, our resource, the spirit that is going to move us to freedom. You know, and it comes to it. I'm sure you guys have had this thought too, that if I have to die in honor to freedom, then that will be a worthy cause. And it's absolutely of no consequence of course, when you get to that moment, you're going to for sure have different thoughts. But we're all going to be, in fact, that's why we're in trouble in the first place. Our lives have been threatened, and we say, oh, if we won't die if we do this terrible thing, we won't die if we do that. It's not the case. It is a total lie that you're being fed. I know you guys all know that, so I don't need to talk to you like you're a bunch of normies. You're not. But doing the brave thing, it's worth it. You get to the other side. You might have to lick some wounds. It's true, but it will be your door and your window to your next level of freedom that you couldn't have seen the way that these ladies are demonstrating. So thank you so much for joining me for the King Heroes
Journey podcast.
Yeah, thanks
for having us. Yeah, we're en route now. We're going to go pick a spot and get set up. And so hopefully we'll see you guys in about an hour and a bit.
Yay!
I look forward to it. So feel free to jump off. I'll take another couple of minutes just to close out the stream.
Great.
And we'll see you later in person.
Right.
Give you a big
Thanks
hug.
So much.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Yeah. Awesome. So that was fun. You can't, you know, energy speaks for itself, right? It is one of those things that let energy decide. And if it's falling and you're losing it and things aren't working out, then it's a good chance that that's not your place. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It might just not be your beautiful place to be. And when something comes along, you know, practically the middle of the night, late last night, I got introduced to Kristen, and it kept me up until 3 a.m. getting ready for the stream, getting the word out. Thank you all for coming. It's so great on short notice. When I love when community rallies together. If you're new to this channel, then welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. I talk about archetypes and emotional strength, how to get your power back from the hidden places inside yourself, right? Nobody's going to give you power. You've got that stuff. You just need to wake up to it. And I just want to make sure to let you guys know, I believe there is links in the notes below on YouTube and Facebook, and also Rockfin is here. Love you too, David Harver. So good. And I'm going to be, this was the thing I was inspired to create on the heels of having, you know, the pandemic roll out for us here. I'm holding my head. I wanted to quit, but I've never quit before. I've never laid down and died. I'm just going like, what could I offer right now that would be truly of service to people? You could see them losing their jobs, losing their livelihoods, getting put in a rock and a hard place, being asked to prostitute to institutions that don't give one crap about them. And so I created the Journey Code Coaching Certification Program. And it is to not only you to deprogram and release the poison, the toxins at an emotional, spiritual level, but to learn how to do that professionally for others. So you can call yourself a coach or a professional helper or however you want to frame yourself and have the tools and techniques and confidence that you can walk someone through from a place of paralyzing fear or blind rage and anger to a place of true clarity, being able to make decisions, have clear goals, to vision and create in their image. That is what we're here to do. We are created in God's image, and now we are here to create in our image that is God's image. Can you see the mirror effect as it goes? If we were all doing this, we would be on a different earth. Even if a small fraction of us were doing this and being of service in the way that we are called and pulling, you know, this is not about turning you into me. It's about giving you tools and techniques so you can go and be much more of yourself out there and have that confidence that if you lose your job or you walk away from your job, if you already walked away from your job, you have something real and true to fall back on that is connected with your heart and your soul. So there is a link below if you'd like to click on it to have a conversation with me one-on-one about that. And I'm happy to jump on a call. The program starts in September. It's a 7-month program. And so we're going to go into the future. Every time I throw my head over the fence about a 7-month long thing, I'm like, well, we must be in it for at least 7 more months. And Rob, the truth, I appreciate that. Beth's house is a forest. It really is. You should see my garden. It's been awesome, although I've been harvesting it like crazy because things are bolting and going down. Thank you so much, Askin. I'm glad you were here. Clayton Jacobs is here. So glad you enjoyed. Illumin, Not Me Reloaded. Nice to see you. Flat Accord Music is singing. That's great. We have to sing sometime. And I saw that, who was here too? I saw earlier. Darn it. You might still be here. Anyway, I've always loved to shout out about your work because it's awesome. I have too many things in my head right now. And I'm, we're on powerful mission. Toronto's in the house, Diana. Excellent. Excellent. So great to have you here. I have to go in about a minute because I've got a call. This was, yep, there's my call going to start soon. Any questions today? Once again, do join us. Oh, thank you so much, Illumi. I actually spent some time last night getting my music up too. It's kind of embarrassing. I do have 4 CDs and I am offering them as a one MP3 download package because these days you can't own music. Like you can go and listen to me on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere they stream music, but you can't actually have it, right? So if the network's going down, or at least I haven't cracked the code on how I can own music anymore. Do we need CDs or albums? And so this way you can actually own it and have it on your hard drive, have it on your phone and be able to listen without a connection at all. And it's a steal of a deal. I think I'm charging $21 for the 4 CD collection. It is my past life from where I've come, a lot of mantras, time I spent in India and the philosophy there, and I healed to that music. I had my baby to that music, and I'm not playing a whole lot of music these days, but give me a chance to sing and a mic, and for sure I'm gonna shout out from the rooftops. And Glenn J says, I have the best channel on YouTube. Yay! So good. I'm really glad. There will be a stream coming up, by the way, with Chance Garton. We're going to talk about the devil is in the data. The devil is in the data, right? So there's a great quote by my friend Art, who might very well be hearing this or watching as a recording. And he said that God knows everything and the devil wants to know everything, right? And this is a major crux that we're at, a totally different subject we haven't talked about, but I'm pretty looking forward to that. And thank you, David, at Healing Frequency, right? That we're healing each other through our voice. Voice is everything you can hear, right? Like, why did Sarah's voice make me cry last night? Because of the frequency she's vibrating at. It's not just the words. It's not just the things that you're doing. You have to actually raise your frequency. And I thank you, my community, for helping me do that because sometimes I feel like without this purpose, right? Like I was actually pretty low for the last couple of days. And then 2 things happened. And I'm going to be on Chris Rice TV on Wednesday. Woohoo! I live for these things. They're so fun. Chris Rice is an amazing guy. He's hosted a ton of Law of People. By the way, if you haven't tuned in with the Law Summit, definitely click the link below. You have only until Friday to stream for free, then we put it up for donation. In fact, we're going to be announcing that right away. But frankly, the donation is free too. We've got a few different levels, so if you're able to donate more, we had somebody come along and sell it behind our back as a stick. They stole the material and sold it. We have no idea how far and wide that went. I only actually know of one person for sure that was asking me, like, where's that thing I bought? And like, we didn't create that thing. So if that's happening, you're getting that message, then know it's a fraud. But we are going to be announcing that right away. A whole bunch of amazing speakers on the Choose Freedom Law Summit. Very inspiring, very empowering. It's not the way, but these are all the breadcrumbs we need, right? There's no the way because there's only you and your path. Same thing with purpose, same thing with your profession, how you walk in life, how you earn, how you serve. It's all got to come from inside you. There's no way around it. We have such a big job cut out for us right now. System is designed to drain our battery, absolutely. So we have to really work and go against that and come out the other side. So yeah, digital biology, exactly. That's where we're at. And you guys suck, JT. I maybe didn't catch the rest of that conversation, Singe Man. And the only reaction you know is to scream. No, I know. Yeah, I used to go outside and I would have my fuck yous all ready for everybody, but damn it, it didn't work. And thank you, Chance. Oh, Chance did a great show with Freeman. Yes, I heard that. My pleasure. And I'm glad you guys hooked up. That's so good. Freeman rocks if you haven't been over there. And Steve is the producer. Steve Mercer. It's a lot of amazing work over there. You should definitely check it out. Freeman has had me on 3 times as well. Beautiful interviews. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. And say hello for me, please. He hasn't responded to my texts lately, but that's not unusual. I know he keeps his phone in a Faraday bag. My Faraday bag no longer works. What did they do to my phone? Oh my God. FreemanTV.com. There you go. Yeah. Decades of work going on there. All right. Well, I have a call short starting in just minutes now. So I will see you guys. If you're in Manitoba, absolutely come down to 980 Pembina Highway, the College of Registered Nurses of Manitoba. My family is full of medical people. I'm actually really inspired to be a voice for terrain theory and all of this kind of thing. Through this group, through the Canadian Frontline Nurses. You can visit their website at CanadianFrontlineNurses.ca. And I think that's all for today. I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. Please share this out. And thank you, Isnes. I will look forward to giving you a big fat kiss and a hug. To give fat kisses? I think so. When I see you in person. And yes, head into the woods. That's a good idea. All right, everyone. Have a great rest of your day. This is Beth Martin signing off for now.